Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Colson, and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On the Sofa with me, Jack, and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On the Sofa Show's social medias, and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome back to On the Sofa with Colson, Jack, and Ben. It's Monday, it's our bite-sized episode, and here is what is coming up today.
He goes up and goes, the shit smell up here. Who's done a shit? I'm looking at all of you. And you. And the dog's like, I've done a shit, but I'm not telling you where it's hiding shit.
Okay, so that's what's coming up. It is now time to kick the episode off, to get your Monday started, to kick you into the week. And there's only one way to do it. If you've got a conundrum, you come to Colson.
If you had a conundrum, who else could you go to? James Blunt.
Did you go to Blunt, eh?
Yeah. You're beautiful. what's the conundrum, Colson?
This week's conundrum comes in from Amelia.
Yes. I know her well.
Amelia says, boys, after hearing your chat about leaving stains on a carpet last week, I need your advice on something that is in the process of happening to me. That'd be good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Me and my boyfriend were house-sitting for his parents whilst they were on holiday over Christmas.
Right.
On the last day, we were having some tomato soup.
Oof.
And I dropped my bowl off my tray in the living room.
Oh, fuck.
It's left a massive stain on the carpet, so we just moved the armchair forward a little bit to cover it up. Now, I'm scared when they eventually move it, they will notice the mess.
Yes.
Do I come clean before they find out or leave it and not mention anything when they do?
Right.
P.S. Ben, we don't have any magic spray to sort it out. I think Amelia will send Ben round with his magic spray.
So they've obviously, they've had a go at cleaning it, haven't they?
No, she doesn't say she has.
She must have done. She hasn't just pulled the fucking chair.
Because she seems, Jack, to be able to think she can clean it.
No, she doesn't.
She does. Do I come clean before they find out?
She's not saying, do I clean it before they
find
out?
No, do I come clean?
She's basically saying, do I become honest? Hold my hands up. Jesus Christ.
What have you got on in life?
Oh, I thought she meant,
do I come clean? Have you never heard of the expression, shall I come clean?
No, I was thinking, because I was thinking of cleaning the carpet.
What do you say? It's not. Great. This is an interesting conundrum. Okay. I'm going to let you into here. My friend had a conundrum very, very similar to this.
Is this a friend who you know really well?
I know really well.
Is it you?
No. No, it's not. They rented a house. Well, didn't rent a house. They were lent a house. A family friend's house. Very posh. No kids. No dogs. Nothing. They brought their dog. Young dog.
Oh, dog shit.
Went upstairs. Dog shit somewhere. They couldn't find it.
Oh my
They couldn't find the
shit. Were they allowed to have the dog in the house?
No. Dog had run upstairs, did the shit in a spare room. So it took a day for the shit smell to come out. He goes up and goes, the shit smell up here. Who's done a shit? I'm looking at all of you. And you. And the dog's like, I've done a shit, but I'm not telling you where it's hiding shit. Anyway, it's in a spare room. So he's hunting now.
So they've been lent the house.
They've been lent the house.
I've got an image that your mate's got his nose to the floor.
Yep.
Trying to sniff.
Yep. No, he's now panicked.
Yeah.
Because it stinks of shit and they've got to leave. And it stinks. And he's like, if they come in, there's a shit, dog shit, in one of the rooms. And it's done it somewhere hidden. Like that. And I can't find it. And he's panicked. So he goes up into the spare room, does exactly what here, the armchair, is looking, moves it, smears the shit all over the carpet. Full shit smear right on the Axminster. Like there's no way around it now. There is a massive streak through the thing. So we hear the same thing.
What did he do? He just left it.
He paid. So it was like something like a Sunday or something.
To get a carpet cleaner.
He paid a fortune to get this lead out on a Sunday night to clean it, to get it out. He was like, the shit's got to go.
My mum and dad went away for what I think was their 25th wedding anniversary. They left me and Hannah at home. They went off for like a posh meal and a night away somewhere.
Mm.
And we used to have these glass doors that would separate from all the doors downstairs were.
You've told us this, and you
smashed one.
And I went to shut it, and I fell through the glass door completely. A full Coulson size cut out in the glass door. Me and Hannah, panicking, found on the other glass door like the maker's mark. Tried to ring him to try and buy replica. He died in like 1982. Fuck, what do we do? Like, how are we gonna get it so they won't notice? But we genuinely tried to get hold of these people,
the original,
to just try and buy a new door so they'd never notice.
I think there's no way around this.
I think she lies.
She's dropped soup on a fucking carpet.
Yeah, but how
would you lie and go, it wasn't me?
I just wonder, can she get away with it?
No. Absolutely not.
I would not mention anything until they do.
And would you crumble under the pressure?
No, the boyfriend would.
And when they mention it, and
he
I
texts
said,
the rap.
Jack, you lent my house.
Yeah.
And I've just found a right load of cold smeared soup on the carpet. Yeah. I'm allergic to tomatoes, so I didn't have it. Where's that fucking come from?
Right. It's the mother-in-law, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the boyfriend, who's
takes,
the son,
takes the rap.
He's going to have to take the rap for the girlfriend.
Oh, right, but it's coming out. You're not trying to clean it.
No, I imagine they've tried, and they haven't.
What you could do is, you could wait until they have like a gathering of a couple of people, and you could move the chair, and then be like, Susie, someone spilt something on your carpet, and plant it.
Straight away, you'd know you'd done it. I think you come clean. I think you say, I was having some soup.
I think you're lying.
No, I'd wait because they might die before they ever see it.
As long as you don't think you'll crumble under the pressure.
Do you know the other thing as well is actually, Amelia, and I'm going to say this, and not many people will say this straight to your face, get some magic spray.
Yeah.
Get in it. Get on it. Mm. If you want to know the company, the magic spray, and I'm not telling anyone, write in and we'll pass you on the name of the magic spray. We've got two bottles now.
That's good.
Yeah, he gave us another bottle. That's good. Magic spray.
That's naughty, that.
Yeah.
Ben, this week, can we have a top five, please?
It's top five. I haven't done this for a long time. And do you know what? So last night, it's very windy and rainy last night.
Oh, the hailstorm.
Yeah, it was
Did
bad.
Did you drive up?
I got it this morning.
I drove up and I missed that. It was bad today at work. Mm. But the flats where I am, it's high up. It's very, very windy. And I thought to myself, I'm doing the ET. I'm either going to go Chad Charts or I've got a top five. And I thought to myself, what would a good top five be? And I think I've got it. Top five things. It could be personal or general. Mm. Top five things you wanted to become as a kid?
Spy.
Spaceman.
Spaceman.
Footballer.
Singer. People are singers, aren't they?
Singer's cool.
Rock star.
Footballer. Rockster. Spy. Cricketer.
No. No one says cricketer.
Actor. We all wanted to be actors.
So we're taking that off the table. We all got that.
Yeah.
We got that. That's safe.
I think it's general for everyone, isn't it?
Well,
what,
no.
I imagine what people...
No. I met someone who was, as a kid, definitely wanted to be a doctor.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, not... I'd want to play doctors.
I know firemen. Fireman's a big one, isn't it?
Police officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tick.
Detective.
Tick.
I know some people who've wanted to be astronauts.
Train driver.
Train driver.
That's big. Astronauts big.
Astronauts big.
Astronauts.
What do you think the biggest kid job is?
Astronaut.
Going astronaut.
Footballer.
It was astronaut. I mean, now it's probably just have some sort influencer. Of social following.
Yeah. Rich.
1 million TikTok followers. Now,
probably
it?
Is
it?
Probably.
Do you think top five kids now?
We'll say influencer
in their top five.
I genuinely
don't know. Because I think Instagram came out whilst I was in high school.
Okay.
Or got big.
I think it was 08.
I started high school in 11.
Think when I started Corey, people were just starting to...
Do the tweets.
Do tweets and do posts of trying to get things. Do you remember when those pies got delivered to work? Because no. Someone said, I love these pies. We got a tray of pies. Everyone was trying it on, trying to go, oh, I really love this, and see if they'd send them.
They sent
a tray of pies. What are those pies called?
Pocket pies.
Yeah, something like that. It was like some pie company went, yeah. I remember they all came to work. And then everyone went, oh my word, it's like amazing. Quick, start tweeting Ferrari.
I really love that.
Fuck all. Fuck all. Fuck all. No free Levi's. Fuck all. Have some pies.
Ferrari. Someone tweet Ferrari.
What's the best freebie you've ever got?
But that is where we've gone.
That's where we've gone
straight away, day one.
It was a free thing at work. We have so much influence that a Porsche will turn up.
What's the best freebie you've ever got?
That's a good question.
Top five freebies. What's the best freebie you've had? Are we talking like an upgrade? Or are we talking anything?
Well, it's hard to say experience or like physical thing.
I think, now you can shoot me down if I'm wrong.
Go on.
I think we get things and we don't know it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get stuff and we don't realise indirectly it's because we've been on the telly. It's not as obvious.
Yeah.
Have you ever used your Japanese knives?
Yeah, all the fucking time. Japanese steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. Every single night.
You got them for free, didn't you?
Every single night is sushi night.
When Jack got them, he left them in his pigeonhole for like a year and a half.
You buy them?
No.
No, he got them for free.
Just sent me them randomly. I don't even know why.
I like that though. Someone in a Japanese knife factory has gone, send them randomly.
Sentence a Japanese shepherd.
But then.
Japanese
shepherd, well, he likes to cook.
I remember. Because he?
Because he eats McDonald's.
Because he'd not taken him home. I was like, can I have him? And he was like, can you fuck?
I remember those knives. That was a big thing. So what's yours, Coles? Because you've obviously got one.
Don't know if I have got one, you know.
Now, let's qualify this. Not freebie and can you do me a post, but genuine freebie. Genuine where someone's gone, don't want anything.
Mm.
Can I say an experience over...
Yeah?
Yeah. Friends.
I once went to friends. I was once at the cricket for England versus India for the test match.
And you played.
And I was with my mate and I was looked after and we were in hospitality. And I got a text on Twitter off Bumble, David Lloyd. And he was like, do you want to come across to the Skybox? So I went over and I sat in the Sky green room. Watched it all from there, got to like meet everyone. And like I'll have only been like 16.
That's pretty good.
But you were already there though for like free hospitality, weren't you?
Yeah, so I was already on a freebie.
And you got freebie.
And then David Lloyd was like, Do you want to come to the Sky? Because that's you just can't do. I was sat with Shane Warne. So I'd say that, but then I don't know. It's hard because weirdly you do forget.
I got a free coffee in New York.
Did you?
Yeah. And I remember that thinking,
my girlfriend gets free coffee all the time. It's just a load of fucking shit. I'm always there. They always give me fuck all. They always give her free coffee.
Why do they give her free coffee though, Jack? Wow. That's free for you.
Yeah.
Not for you, you fucking shit.
Yeah.
Pay double. Yeah. It's because you're paying for it. So she's going, I've got this for free. Does she walk around
and go? She goes on her own. It's when she goes on her own. They always go, and that one's for free.
I am
fucking bullshit.
I'd love it if they said it like that. And that one's for free. Like, it's not. Like, it feels creepy.
I was on a flight. Yeah, yeah. I was on
first like class.
Jet 2 flight. And they went, do you want anything off the trolley? And I went, yeah, can I just get a bag of Haribos? And they do the Haribos that are the shape of the airplane. And I went, yeah, and a bottle of water. Haribo and a bottle of water. And they went, get in.
Oh, I've been bumped up before.
You've not?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah,
the old plane. Turn left?
Yeah, yeah.
To business?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Fine. What? I suppose just a comfier seat and you get champagne.
Business or first?
Business, I think.
See, I've
not
only
first.
Ever flown premium economy. That's the best I've flown.
Yeah, but you've been bumped up to that as well. Or have you paid for that?
You've been bumped up before. A little cheeky.
I've been bumped up in lounges. In Auckland, I got sent to the Emirates first class lounge, and she was like, there's no seats I can give you, but I'll give you the entire back row of the plane.
Oh,
back
that's
row.
Good.
Yeah.
And you can lie down.
Which was good for one leg from
the, I've been bumped up to flying it.
Right. So the actual top five that you asked for.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Yeah, we got them all the normal ones. Right.
What
let's
was
go
it?
On.
Top five.
It doesn't
what?
Matter.
I don't even
doesn't
know.
Matter.
What's even matter. The category?
What top five jobs as kids.
Oh,
number
yeah.
one was astronaut.
Yeah, we've done
number one's astronaut. Done.
Number pilot. One's astronaut.
Pilot two.
Yeah.
A cricketer in three. Actor in four.
Oh, spy.
Spy at five. There we go. That's top five. No comebacks.
I wanted to be Shrek for a bit when I was a kid.
You are.
Well, you're not far off. So, Ben's reviews. Remember, it's WhatsApp. Just messages or voice notes. No phone calls. It's 2 a.m.
Phone calls.
Remember, it's 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Which is actually the same time it is of recording this episode.
Yeah, no, we've had a big day. Come on, I'm rammed. Andrew Steele replying to last week's episode. Christ, don't do a cough de burp while on a canal boat. The shit will linger.
Do you know what I left out about the old canal boat? Which I don't know why I left it out, because you two ended up talking about shit, yeah?
Yeah.
We went out for a meal and we were going, what do you want? And I went, I really want a curry. So all four of us went for a curry and then went back to the canal boat. Yeah,
that's a hot boat, rough
in the morning. That,
yeah, it's a hot boat. Irene, replying to the last series, top five films to see on a first date. Head of condiments here.
Good
some
job.
Of them are brilliant, aren't they? Some of the jobs are brilliant.
I sent you the voice note, didn't I, when I was in the Trafford Centre?
Oh, yeah, head of helmets.
What? Head of helmets came up to me.
What was head of helmets called?
And she just said, I'm head of helmets. Oh, and okay. I never asked her. I should have said, what's your name? But like, I was so, because she stopped and she went, hi, Colson. And there was a moment where I was like, you know when you know, like you feel like you know someone?
Yeah.
And obviously, she felt like she knew me, and she went, I'm head of helmets. And I was like, what
so
a great
So what
job.
Would be great, and we had this at Manchester, what would be great in London is if you are on Patreon and you're coming to London,
yeah,
you tell us what your jobs are first, because when we're in the London show, we could call out. Because we do that in Manchester,
yeah,
and it works very well. Yeah. That way, we know who you are, and it sort of warms everything up. Irene, replying to last series, top five films to see on a first date. Head of condiments here, another great app. My husband took me on our first cinema date to watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
I hate horrors. And spent most of the movie hiding my eyes in his chest.
That old chestnut.
Mission accomplished. 36 years later, married, and I still don't like horrors. But I love his chest. I added that bit.
It
doesn't say that, but it made me laugh. You needed to work on that, Irene, but I've given you that for free. Nightmare on Elm Street, good horror.
Mm. I watched
Candyman and The Thing with my children. Oh, I also went to the cinema to watch Dune 2.
You said last week. Said.
Did I? Bama Rose, Coulson, I like Craig. I just don't like that he doesn't have a storyline except to show up as a cop.
I think that's a good one. But it's a good one.
We, on a, we had a cop in today and it wasn't you.
Wow. Did you give him a hard time?
Her?
Did you give her a hard time?
No. Suggested storylines. Craig could meet someone when he shows up on a scene as a cop, start to get close to them. Yep. Tick. Craig was always good with Bertie and Miley, so maybe he'd find him a baby, or somehow he gets custody of a baby, fostering, baby of a girlfriend, marries someone with a baby and they die, or they leave and he is left with the baby. All right, he's kind of a baby mama. Craig needs a storyline.
And a baby.
And a baby.
I don't know why you want Craig to have a baby.
It's interesting. Let's float it. Tiff, hi, boys. Hope you're good. My question is, do any of you watch ASMR videos?
What's that?
No, we don't, do we?
What is it?
When we don't watch ASMR.
Oh, is that when you're quiet and...
Yeah.
No.
An ASMR edition of the podcast would be funny. Thanks, Tiff.
No. Why don't you try the next review in ASMR?
It's awful, it's
creepy. Fucking hell, it's a long fucking hell, Steph.
Before you do that, I've done some digging. Coulson, you met Judith Laycock.
Met Judith Laycock.
Head of Helmets.
Head of Helmets. Laycock.
Fucking hell, how did I not remember that? Head of Helmets. And it was really nice. And I sent you to a voice note straight away, didn't I? Yeah. Saying, yeah, you'll never guess who I've just met at Trafford Centre.
Mr. and Mrs. Flaycock.
Laycock.
Laycock?
Yeah.
I think I said Flake.
You did say Flake.
Flaycock's good.
Yeah, Flaycock's great.
I had an ice cream on Sunday.
Who gave
on
her
this
that
walk.
Job?
It might have been me, I think. I had an ice cream on Sunday, and the woman who gave me it was Alex Mowat's grandma.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked for a tub with a flake, and every time she put the flake in the ice cream, it kept breaking. I got four flakes.
One she just left the broken one in.
Yeah, one scoop of ice cream with four flakes.
And you said
great.
You don't get anything because you're famous.
That is true.
Steph
is
Gunter, Kiora Ora Coulson.
Kiora.
Kiora Coulson.
Kiora.
And Jack and Ben and Henry, greetings from Napier, New Zealand. Thank you for your brilliant work on the podcast. Listening to you guys has made my evening walk so much more fun. Though through the neighbourhood, must think I'm a bit mad, as I often start laughing out loud at your banter as I'm walking along the streets of our suburb.
Napier's nice, by the way. Art Deco.
Great. Anyways, like I have an animal encounter for you. This goes... I've got a lot to get through, Colson. Yeah, I've got time. This goes back to when my husband and I were still living in my home city of Toronto, Canada. Ah. We used to live in an apartment building in Midtown and often frequently get round to places on my bicycle. Okay, one day I was coasting along when I suddenly felt a massive thwack on my head. It was rather painful, but more than that, I was really startled. I managed to avoid crashing the bike, but stopped abruptly in a state of shock. What had hit me? ? I don't know, Steph. I suddenly saw a black furry thing sitting up and staring back at me on the ground next to my front bicycle wheel.
Ooh.
It was a sizable squirrel that smacked me on the head. It must have fallen out of one of the large trees in the gardens. Based on my slightly buzzing head, it must have fallen from quite a height and picked up a decent velocity on its downward trajectory. Landing on my head, no doubt, saved it from a bad injury or even death. You'd think the animal would have been somewhat grateful for me saving it with my head, but no, the little shit started screaming at me. It yelled at me for a good 30 seconds before racing off and climbing up a tree. You'd think it was the end of it, but the next day when I returned home on my bike, once again coasting down the driveway, the squirrel saw me from a branch in one of the trees and began screaming at me again.
Oh.
I guess it figured out it was the cause of the fall on the previous day. We now live in New Zealand, where there are no squirrels.
Followed her there.
No, not on the boat. So there is no more danger of squirrels falling onto me. However, I did nearly run into a large fur seal on a beach the other day. Oh, Steph. But that's another story. Take care and keep up the great work. P.S. Coulson, have you ever come to Napier on your trips to New Zealand?
Yeah, many times. My family aren't far from Napier. The Hawke's Bay area. It's very, very nice. Napier is where the cruise ship goes into. And when the cruise comes in, they put all the prices up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have that in it.
Nice. We'd do that if we got a cruise, a dock, you know, on the sofa land.
Yeah, we would put the price up
massively.
When the cruise
massively.
Comes in.
Massively. Yeah. Even to use the loo.
Treble.
Yeah, 30 quid. What? Just to use the loo? Yeah, what are you doing? Trap yeah. 4, 60.
Some good ones there. I liked it. I also do love it when we get other people's animal encounters.
Yes.
If you have got an animal encounter, please do get in touch with us.
Send them in.
We're on every social media ever at On The Sofa Show. Jack,
yeah.
People can text us, can't they, on the old WhatsApp?
Oh, Jesus, you ask a question now. Yeah, they can. Number you can text on your WhatsApp, 07457 404-612. If you're outside UK, drop a no, stick a +44 7457 404-612. Exclamation marks vanished.
Before we go and leave you on this week's episode, we will leave you with a would you rather.
This has been sent in.
Okay. Who by?
Liam. I'm going to read it, Liam, but don't think you're getting a spot on the show. It's my spot. Get your own spot, Liam. Unless you're going to come to the London show, and then you can do the would you rather every week. Liam says, would you rather have 9 lives like a cat or the ability to transform into any one animal of your choosing at will, but only one life? Okay. Would you rather have 9 lives like a cat or the ability to transform into any one animal of your choosing at will, but only one life?
So you're not a cat.
No, you're a human.
You're human, with 9 human lives. You've got 9 lives.
Would you be tempted? Or you're a human and you can switch into a cat whenever you want.
Wolf!
Or a wolf,
any,
or a dog,
any
or
animal,
whatever.
But yeah. As soon as you die, you go back to being a human.
No, you don't
you're dead.
Die. No, 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 no.
No, you
none.
Can transform into any animal, but...
At
you,
any time.
You only get one life.
So imagine you've got a power, you can turn into the squirrel in news in Canada.
Yeah.
Or do you know
pigeon?
Yeah.
Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, I like.
Anteater. Yeah. Okay. Antelope.
Okay.
Dog.
So a shapeshifter to one animal with one life or
have 9 lives.
If I had 9 lives, you'd tempt fate, wouldn't you? You'd waste them.
I wouldn't
waste them. I wouldn't stand on a railway track and go, I wonder if this works.
No, I'd do something fucking crazy, though.
But,
like,
interesting, with the 9 lives, is it the same life? So, if I die now,
yeah.
Do I just come back to life as Jack now? So
yeah.
I'm still 36.
Yeah.
So it's not like I get to the end of
my life
85,
no, that's what happens anyway.
Die, and then I start again.
No,
that's what happens anyway.
So I've only got...
What
do you mean?
Well, we die and then we just start again. Different people.
Who's told you that?
I think we do. Well, what else happens
reincarnation.
What else happens when you die?
You die.
Yeah, but then what do you feel?
You're dead.
Yeah, but then you're dead.
You're in soil.
So it's,
and
is
a cat comes
over?
Along and does a wee on you. It's over.
Yeah, but if you're, it's over. What happens
when you go to sleep?
What are you doing
when
you're
you
dead?
Go to sleep?
No.
When you go to sleep,
how do you know you're dead?
You don't.
Coulson, when you go to sleep and you don't dream and you wake up, what happened in the middle?
I know, but you can't just die. You can't just be dead.
You're dead.
Why can't you?
Has anyone ever contacted you from the dead? No.
But you can't,
billions of people have died.
I know, but then they come back as someone
else. They don't.
I think you live your life and then you come back again and you just have no idea.
But that's nice.
You're hoping.
Yeah. I am hoping.
Yeah.
If I had 9 lives.
Coulson.
But Jan, that's the small print in that.
But what if,
9 lives.
What if you have 9 lives?
You've got 9 chances at this life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got nice chances. So you got luck. You've got a... run over or fall off a building.
But what happens if you don't use them, and then when you die of natural causes, you just have to keep fucking dying? Like, what if you're like 102 and you just die and then you're
every
like,
week.
Fucking, I've got 8 more fucking goes.
Yeah, you've got at least you've got at least a month, 2 months.
Yeah.
It's shite.
I'd go animals.
I'd shapeshift.
I'd shapeshift.
But then I would also, if I had 9 lives, I would risk it. I'd do
what
like,
are you shapeshifting for? Give me a scenario that you're switching. But what?
No,
but
that's
what, to game?
Just for a laugh.
Just to run. Have a little
fish.
Run.
Fish.
Either something that can attack.
Bird, I fancy a holiday.
Or something that can fly.
Bird's good.
Something that can fly.
Where are you off to? I don't know. Just, I'll go South Africa. How
a
are you
hawk.
Getting there? Well, fly.
I'll fly.
Might be
fly.
A hawk.
Hawk.
Yeah, an animal's good. Yeah animal's good.
Animal's fun.
Because it's 9 chances at the same.
Imagine.
Yeah, it could
imagine
be.
Imagine you're at the top of your flats. You can't be arsed
to
get in the
work.
Lift.
You could fly into
You
work.
Get on the top of there and you go, bird, woof, straight in. Oh,
I
yeah,
reckon...
how'd you get here? Flew. So there we go. Thank you for that. Do you know what? It's very rare we get a would you rather sent in.
You can catch us again on Thursday where we're talking about the next episodes of Ripley. We'll also be talking about what we've done in this week. Ben says he's got an amazing story to share with you next week.
I never get to get mine out. Have you noticed that now? I never get my stories out anymore.
They're always shit.
So make sure you tune in for that next week.
Tune in for more Ben's shit story.
If you want to keep in touch with us, breakaway podcast. Hello, welcome back to Shit Stories. Yeah. Have we got any? We've got loads.
We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on TikTok at On The Sofa Show. And remember, our tickets for our live shows, both London and Manchester, are available to buy now. We teased it on Thursday's episode, but the London show, there is going to be an opportunity to potentially get pretty close with us.
Well, it's a meet and greet. Yeah. That's what we're calling it, a feet and sheet, which is a new thing that they're trying in London.
No, we are. We're going to do a meet and greet before the show.
We need to see your feet and we give you a sheet.
Because we're all there. We've got the day off, so we might as well get
there. The reason why we're doing the meet and greet in London, we very rarely get to meet our London audience.
Yeah.
We meet a lot of the Manchester audience.
Yeah. In the Trafford Centre.
In the Trafford Centre, generally in Manchester. But we don't get to meet many people from our London kind of fan base. So that's why we're doing it.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Thursday. See you then. Uh-huh. Bye. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.